Welcome to the Jones.com podcast. I'm here with two very special guests. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
To the left of me and to the camera, it is KJ.
Yes, it is KJ. Hey.
And to the right of KJ and to the camera, it is Shalia B.
Hi, Shalia B.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm well. It's pretty good. Yeah. No complaints.
No complaints.
Yeah. It's hot outside. That's all I gotta say.
It is hot outside.
It's hot. Like,
but I love the heat.
I don't know about all that.
You can do more in summertime weather.
You definitely can.
You can just dress more in winter.
Well, I appreciate the warmth instead of the freezing cold, but same time, I don't want to be sweating. Mm. I need that good in-between balance, you know? So
75 degrees year-round?
Yes.
Does that place exist?
L.A.
Yes, I was literally about to say, that's L.A. There's no humidity out there, so, it could be 75 degrees outside, but you've got on a hoodie, you've got on, shorts, but you got on, fucking boots. Can I cuss? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
You can cuss.
Okay.
I hate the word cuss instead of curse.
Curse? Who's?
Where are you from?
I'm from here, I'm from the South.
She's from the South.
Yeah, that's why she said cuss.
Southern thing.
Yeah.
Cuss. Stop all that cussing. that's a Southern thing.
Country. But, yeah, I'm definitely,
So, L.A. is, the perfect place to live.
For me,
weather-wise,
yes, weather-wise, I like the vibe.
So I could not deal with that traffic every day.
It's literally traffic here. I'm trying not to have to drive. By the time I'm in LA, I'm having a personal driver, so I don't really care what's going on.
You know how much things you will get done, how much work you could get done with a personal driver.
Exactly.
Do you know how much of your life you spend in a vehicle?
Too much.
Yeah, a lot.
It's years. I don't know the exact number. I forgot it, but it's literally you end up spending years of your life just in a car.
That's very true.
Just driving to places, destinations, to work.
That's very true.
Just wasted.
Chaos.
Yes, very much so. But I am not a part of the I Love LA Club.
You're not?
You told me.
Yes, everybody who's my friend knows that I am not a fan of LA. I'm a New York girl.
It's 18 days per year driving.
Yeah, so it's over your life, that's
a lot. But I feel like that maybe applied more when I commuted more.
Mm-hmm.
But now that everything's 5 minutes away, I literally leave the house 5 minutes before I have to be somewhere. So, and I don't get on the interstate. So I feel like it's way less when you live inner city. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want that life for a little longer. When I got to continue to work with people and do what I'm doing. At some point I want to live further out where I can just chill and vibe and not have to be in the mix of everything. But I feel like that's gonna be when I'm older.
Yeah, 30.
No, I don't know about 30. That's just 5 years.
Maybe 28.
That's closer.
Too soon. It's probably gonna be I'm gonna give it 35. 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I gotta live my life here for a good while because I got a lot to do here and I ain't trying to drive far.
I feel that.
That's very true. In LA, you have to drive.
You do.
There's no public transportation.
That's why I need a whatchamacallit.
You know what's crazy? That is hilarious. I don't like LA that much, nor New York.
So for me, New York is cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
But it's a little claustrophobic. Yeah.
I couldn't.
You can feel swelled. Mm-hmm. When I first went to New York, I had this experience where it was kind of going towards the later in the day and the sun was going down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking down this alley and I'm kind of going up a hill and I look up and I can't see the sky for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, this feels like this isn't real because I can't see the sky. And growing up in the South, being from the South, you can always see the sky, wherever you at, the sky is there. So that was a real surreal moment that made me feel that claustrophobic feeling, just being in New York and be this shit is tight. Y'all on top of each other.
That's true.
We don't have that here.
Yeah, New York gives me this gross vibe.
But that's how I feel about LA. I'm
But that's the thing. In LA, you got the multiple vibes. Like, downtown is like, ew, gross. Because definitely downtown LA is gross. But then you have, like, you know, you got the hills, which is a whole nother vibe. You got the beach. You got so many options there.
That's true. New York has a beach, though. They have the beach.
I went to the beach in Chicago.
How was that?
It was dirty.
So I went to the beach in Milwaukee, which is an hour from Chicago. Yeah, it was extremely ghetto. So the thing about Milwaukee, since it's an hour from Chicago, people look at it as when you move there, I'm moving out of Chicago. I made it out the hood. So they just
suburbia.
It's not though. They just basically bringing the hood to Milwaukee. Okay. Yeah, it's like
It's like Clayco.
Wow.
No, it's not like Clayco. Okay. It's like a Gwinnett niggas thinking they hood.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's like suburbia, but like it's when the hood people
move out
and then they just bring those same kind of energies and stuff. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So my dream place to live would be somewhere in Texas or like Arizona.
So I don't think LA is necessarily my dream place, but it's definitely somewhere I know that I need to be at some point. Mm. Like, I need to be a lot of places at some point. Like, I don't want to live the life of being assigned to live in one location. Like, I just want to say I live there. Oh, yeah, I lived there for a while. Like, I want to do, like...
You want to be that person?
I want to do, like, 6 months, 2 years. Like, you know, just, like, in multiple different cities around the U.S.
So you're just going to pack up and leave?
Yeah.
When?
Don't know. When I feel comfortable enough, like, honestly...
You gonna take Betty with you?
That's the dream.
Yes, that would be so lit.
I saw this chick on Twitter the other day, and she was living out her van, but she makes like six figures because
you're talking about Jasmine.
Oh, I guess
the girl with the blue Ford thing.
I don't know. I don't
know. It's this black woman on Twitter. She's into the tech. Like, she works into tech.
Okay, I'm talking about the other one.
I don't keep
what
up with
you. She's talking like about Jasmine.
Huh?
What she look like?
She's a black, beautiful woman.
Okay. More detail?
I can actually pull up her Twitter real quick because I have been following her on Twitter.
Oh, so you're a fan?
No, I'm not a fan.
Oh.
That's another question. How do y'all feel about the word fan versus supporter? Because, like, some people feel like fan is disrespectful.
How?
Because it's like, for an example,
he's talking about like, this girl.
You know, just like in lyrics, when people be like, y'all my fans, like,
you can say it in a disrespectful way.
I think fan is a certain level, like, to be someone's fan, you have to, like, know certain things about them.
Do you?
And, like, I feel like you can support is kind of lesser than a fan. Like, I can support you, but a fan, I'm like, yeah, like, ride or die. Like, to me, that's what a fan is. Like,
So when it comes to music, what's the difference between a, I guess that's her, yeah. What's the difference between a, like a supporter and a fan when in the music realm? So,
a fan knows your catalog. A supporter does not.
I don't know. I feel like it's like they both, it's like a blurred line. They're kind of the same in a sense, but I think it's just more of the term that throws people. Because it's like, oh, y'all are fans. Which means y'all kind of just like these mindless people.
I think that's her. I'm sorry.
These mindless people that just like me just because like, I don't know, versus supporters.
Those would be stans though.
Just talk about something
stans?
Else.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, I think like a stan though, like, that's like Nicki Minaj, like Beyonce level of
fan
like,
bases. Yeah,
those are stans. Like, those are people who will literally like spend their entire lives studying your life. Like, that's a stan.
Right. Now a fan just thinks, "Oh, this person's cool. I love pretty much a lot about them, and that's it."
I just think it's the word. I don't think it's a different definition. It's just the word. It's not a different thing.
Can you be a fan without being a supporter?
No.
You can't
be a supporter without being a fan. Like, it's literally like...
You know what? I don't agree with that because I could support something that I'm not really necessarily a fan of.
But like...
But it's just because it's my friend shit, I'm going to support it.
But that's different because that's not like... Mm. Like, I mean more like on a person that's already famous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean like you supporting my brand.
I mean, I would do it with like Master P products. I would support him. I'm not like a fan of like none of the things he put out, but it's like, just because it's Master P, I'm a support, and because it's a black owned business. I'm not a fan of Rap Snacks. Some of those are pretty awful, but I'll still buy those sometimes over some other stuff just because, like, hey,
yeah,
I should support my people. Yeah.
That's true. I don't know anymore. That's true. That's a good point. But I don't know. I think people just feel like the fan word is disrespectful.
I get that.
I feel like it became derogatory.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably also, like, didn't Nicki even say something like that in her song? She was like, never mind. I can't even think of the lyric.
I don't want to get dragged. I was literally just about to say, like, all these bitches and my sons. Like,
yeah, that. But then it was something else. About a fan, and then like something. Dang, what song is that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't.
But it was like disrespectful. It's like it just made it sound like, damn, being a fan is like you're bottom tier. So yeah, maybe that word got to change.
Yeah, I just think it over time it just became derogatory, and then it's like, oh, I'm not a fan. Like da 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 da. Like a fan just became like obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of became blurred with groupie. Like a fan,
yeah,
and groupie kind of became the same thing. So now it's just like,
why would you want to be that?
Yes.
So who are you guys fans of right now? Like, if you was to say, I'm a fan of this person, like, who would you recommend in like any space, music, art, acting? Who is this one person off top? Is like, I think this is the coolest motherfucker in the world.
Supporter though, because I feel like I'm both.
I'm whatever.
Brent Faiyaz. Yeah, that's probably like the first person that comes to mind. But for like, I feel like for long term, like since high school,
yeah,
like ASAP Rocky or something. I don't know.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, like I've been to shows and I support. So
okay, can you lift the mic a little bit? Yeah.
I don't think I can call myself a fan of anybody.
What?
Yeah, like I just am not that diehard. I feel like,
but that's the thing. Where do we draw the line? Cause like, is it? Cause I wouldn't say I'm necessarily diehard. Like if I'm in a room and like everybody's going crazy, I'm not that person to be crying about anyone. Like I can't do that.
Yeah, I feel that. That's strange.
It's so strange. I can't do that about another human. Like I love this person and what they do, but I don't know their personality.
Yeah.
So therefore, I can't go that hard behind them. I just like what they show to the world. It's like, oh, this is dope.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know them at the end of the day. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
That makes it hard for me to be like, I am a fan of this person. Like, I think because I don't use the word fan,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for me to be like, oh, I'm a fan of this person. Like, I just naturally am supportive. So it's mm-hmm. like, if I like something, I'm gonna like it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna like that shit. And then I like it. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I didn't explain that well. But, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I think that's why I had to say fan and supporter.
Mm-hmm.
So
even to make myself feel comfortable.
Yeah, like, because even in music, like, I can't be like, yes, I know this person's entire catalog to be like, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. a fan. Like, I've been to 2 Beyoncé concerts, but do I know every single Beyoncé
wow,
song?
I've been to 2 Beyoncé concerts, too, and I don't even know why or how.
Like, it's just, which ones did you go to? I went to On the Run and Lemonade.
Why we starting this? No, I don't want to go down this tunnel of Beyonce stuff.
I just want to know which one you went to.
I definitely was at On the Run. Okay. On the Run was cool.
Yes.
I think it was On the Run.
I was,
or maybe it was Lemonade. See, that's how much I don't know.
But you went to...
Because it was free.
So you went to 2. So then you probably did go to On the Run.
Could have went to both.
Did you see Jay-Z?
I don't know. That's how much I don't know.
Oh, my. This is hilarious.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But I did... I went to ASAP Rocky concert.
Okay.
Just to loop back around there.
So, I mean, there's people who I've like.
For me, I would say Donald Glover. Mm. I'm a fan of him. Now, here's the thing. I want people to recognize and understand. Just because you're a fan of someone doesn't mean you agree and support everything that they do. And I think that's where the line is drawn nowadays, to where let's say somebody you like, oh, I love this person. Mm-hmm. I love the, like, their art that they put out, and then they go out and do some nut shit. Like Lakeith Stanfield, he does a lot of nut shit, like mentally.
What has he done besides moaning on Clubhouse? What else he did?
Oh no, he says a lot of like crazy stuff when it comes to like black issues and whatnot. And so
I don't keep up.
That's great. You know, somehow it just.
I literally just know about the whole like Clubhouse incident.
Yeah, that's all I knew about.
Yelling at girls and stuff.
Yeah, he does a lot of like cornball shit, right? But I still am a fan of his art, and so I want people to understand, just because you like something and somebody like the art that they put out, just their actual life and personality, you have nothing to do with it. I hate when people.
I think Kanye is a really good.
That's a good example. Like somebody is send you a person stuff and be like, "Oh, this your man's?" It's like that has nothing to do with me. What am I supposed to do about this? I don't know this nigga.
Yeah, I feel like Kanye's a good example.
I don't know.
Of like people being fans, mm-hmm. and also like being imitators of that person, mm-hmm. or just being like, I want to be Kanye because Kanye is so cool. And Kanye is fucking cool. But
the influence he has.
The influence he has on people is
crazy.
It's scary because it's like, y'all niggas is really out here wanting to be Kanye. Y'all in the mirror looking like, yeah, I'm on my Kanye today.
I think.
Like, what?
I think.
But it's also an energy, like a Kanye energy.
Yes,
like,
and you can, you know when they Kanye.
So I think a lot of Kanye fans have it wrong. Kanye, he said it himself, the best Kanye fans, if you're a fan of Kanye West, you're a fan of yourself, you know, and it's a lot of people who love Kanye more than they love themselves, and I think that might be the issue. It's like me, I love Kanye, but when I listen to his music, it's a confidence that I feel within myself that I can do anything, that there's nothing I can't do. Chad Ochocinco is giving me that same confidence. It's like, I can do whatever I want. If there's anything out there that I want to try, I should go out there and try it. Like, he's been in a rodeo. He just did boxing, soccer, skateboarding. Like, anything that you see yourself, just that you're interested in, just go for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think that's the energy that Kanye or Chad brings. So if I think, I wish more people would have that versus, like, oh, you're a fan of Kanye. You think slavery was a choice, huh? It's like, huh? Well, it's not what I was getting at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that.
Guys, this juice is great. This is, so I don't know how these got into my household. I think they're from my niece, but she's never over there, nor does she drink them. And so it's like organic apple juice, and there's no sugar added.
Honest, kids, they're real good, actually.
Oh, so you've had these before?
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone's had them.
Guys, this is my first time, like, having
these.
They go
by, they go very quick. Like, one little, and then it's
over with.
You want one?
Oh, my God.
I got, like.
I'm okay. But
not right now. Like, I'll be drinking apple juice?
Yes.
No.
The fuck? Why not?
I'm good. But thank you, though. I appreciate the gesture.
So, what's your favorite food?
Ooh. Favorites is hard for me.
What's your like favorite food currently? Like, cause you know we get into these moods where we're like, I had this again today.
Well, for me, for a long time, it's always just been taco.
Chipotle. Oh.
It's always been like tacos, Mexican. So yeah, you're close. But like, I feel like I eat a lot of Mexican food on accident.
I feel that.
But favorite food, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I like everything.
Yeah, it's hard for me to like be like, I am a favorite of something,
mm-hmm.
because it's the food is so expansive. Like, just you can eat Mexican food, you can eat Indian food to be like, yeah, this is the one. I can't. I can't eat Mexican food. Like,
what I'm getting at is that you're not married to anything.
No. My favorite color is rainbow. I'm not committed to
Roger Bill.
Like, not that committed to a lot of things, so because it's just the world's so big and expansive, so it's just like
to narrow yourself down
is just like,
that's why I just want to live everywhere.
I can't even do it now. Something that I do like is ramen. Like ramen is so diverse.
I just tweeted that I was craving ramen.
Okay, we're gonna eat ramen after this.
Okay.
So ramen, like,
I guess I'm eating
ramen. Ramen is so good. There's like different broths, there's different stuff that goes inside of it, there's different types of noodles. So, like, even just saying ramen, you just thinking, like, regular pack of ramen noodles, but, like,
even those is so expensive. It's so many different, like, instant pack of noodles out there.
That is it is.
It's
it really
insane.
Is.
Like, literally, I was just talking to, like, one of my Nigerian friends, and they were saying, telling me about all these noodles, like, that they have over there. And I'm like, wait a minute. I've never heard of this.
They eat ramen for breakfast. Like, noodles for is, like, breakfast. You can eat that for breakfast in Nigeria.
It's like, the world's foods are so crazy. It's so many different things that people eat.
So, what do you consider American food? Hot dogs and hamburgers.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, pretty much soul food.
That's not, no.
You wouldn't consider?
I wouldn't even put them in the category. Like no, American? Because, like, it's literally a black thing. And we don't.
What, like macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
Y'all think macaroni and cheese is a black thing?
Yeah. Yes. Good macaroni and cheese.
Yes, good macaroni and cheese is a black thing. Well, good food is pretty much a black thing in America.
But you have to think, like, food come, like, food in general, right? So, like, black eyed peas and collard greens and mashed potatoes and stuff like that. Like, a lot of that stuff is just from Africa. It's just from, like, West Africa. Mm-hmm. And we came over here and then just, like, had to work with what we got.
Is it though?
You should watch the show on Netflix.
I have a lot of African friends, and so it's a lot of the dishes that we eat.
Tweaked.
They, like, nah. Like, especially macaroni and cheese. None of them tried macaroni and cheese till they got older.
Yeah, but all of it's still, like, people. Okay, it's still black people in America in certain,
like,
food.
So those are the things that's tweaked.
So I wouldn't even, like, put it as, like, American food because, like, it's just way more cultured than a hamburger and a hot dog that,
like, barbecue,
that white people might.
That's worldwide because everybody.
Barbecue isn't
worldwide.
Are you
that's
serious?
American.
Yeah.
The reason Korean barbecue exists is because black Americans went over into Korea and was fighting a war and they bought barbecue over there. That's where Korean barbecue.
So wait, so people weren't grilling their food worldwide?
I don't know what they was doing.
Not. You had to think of, like, what the essence of barbecue is.
Like, as in, like the sauce, maybe?
Sauce, the seasoning, the, like, way you cook the meat.
I thought
how the meat is placed where, like, everybody's not barbecuing the same. And it may not be considered, like, barbecuing, but the essence of American barbecue? No.
I'm saying, like, I'm looking at it as a grilling factor. I thought the world was grilling your food.
Grilling and barbecue is not the same.
Really?
Yes.
That's very true, and you know that.
Really?
Yes.
Like, oh, let me just throw some on the grill. Okay. Barbecuing? Like, we about to be out here all day. I done got up early in the morning.
And it's also just, like, it's a cultural practice because when it's, like, oh, you invited to the cookout.
Yeah,
the barbecue,
I can understand,
like,
that.
Like, all of that is, like, an experience. It's not just, like, oh, we putting some stuff on the grill. Like, no, it's an experience. Yes.
So, would y'all agree that American black people have a culture?
It's a subculture. But, unfortunately, not even unfortunately, but just, like, it's, we're the foundation.
Yeah.
So you can take that and go back to food and go back to how we can go to slavery and white people wasn't in the kitchen cooking their own food.
No, they weren't.
So can they, their food before bringing slaves into it was European.
So
bland.
I get what you're saying. So question, did, I don't think slaves were cooking casserole. So where did that come from? Because black people don't eat casseroles.
I don't even know what, like, how did that even come about? They just putting a whole bunch of stuff together
and
baking it. Like,
then that makes a casserole.
But then again, how do you know? Because, like,
casseroles,
it was, like,
are actually recent.
It was, like, I feel like we still a little tied to the shackles of slave food. Mm. And it tastes good and it's great. But it's not good for us, y'all. Sorry to let y'all know it ain't. So, I feel like casserole is just, like, was left and they put it in a thing and baked it.
Yeah, but, like, black people not making no casseroles.
Not now. How do you know if that ever was not a thing, though?
Casseroles is recent. Like, casseroles is, like, from the 60s and the 70s.
I think it's, like, certain foods that I don't think.
You should look it up.
The
when
average.
When did casseroles get popular? And I guarantee you it's
even
the
a
60s,
word?
And the 60s and the 70s.
What is
when
that
white
word?
People was really cooking and, like, really becoming the era of homemakers. That's when they started casseroles and stuff like that.
It does say 1950s American style casserole cooking reaches peak in popularity in the 1950s when companies whose marketing research allowed them to estimate the kitchen skills of their customers, offering simple recipes.
Because they couldn't cook. They used to have the slaves in the house. They had mammies.
You know what's weird? Before, you know how when you buy baking stuff, it says add an egg or something like that, add milk? So before, the actual packaging came with everything in it. And so it wouldn't sell. And the reason was people felt like they weren't actually baking. So
people wanted to feel like they were still doing work.
Yeah, so they was like, okay, we can just take the egg out and let them add their own egg. And now I was like, oh, mom can bake. Like, no, mom can add an egg to...
Literally.
And mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to, I don't know, but, like, there's a part in American culture where cooking, like, after the homemaker era, it became TV dinner era. Mm. So, like, that's when the food became this, like, very fast way, mannerism. The, like, being in the kitchen all day, like, we don't have time for that. My mama got a job. Like, she got to work. So, that's where the divide goes from, like, us actually being in the kitchen and, like, actually spending time on those, like, old recipes to make them new. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's saying, like, we got to get out the slave food era because, like, folks is still eating chitlins. And, like, you don't got to eat chitlins no more. Like, you got to eat pig guts.
Or ever.
That's wild.
Like,
So, you know, all right, this is an American thing that we do, you know, how we go to the grocery store and buy food for, like, weeks. So, my dad went to Morocco a few years back, and he told me every day everybody did their daily shopping. Yeah. The only reason they had a refrigerator was for juices. Like, but when it came to, like, fruits and vegetables and things you ate on a daily, like, you went to the market every day.
Mm-hmm. Which honestly promotes such a healthier diet because, therefore, you can't, like, you ever hear, like, the idea of, like, when you go to the grocery store, like, shop around the perimeter and not on the inner part because that's where all the boxes are, the preservatives are all of those foods. But if you stay on the outer point, like, it's like there's no preservatives. It's just produce.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I hate how grocery stores are set up.
Why?
Everything is intentional.
The water is all the way in the back.
Yeah, because they want you to get there last.
Always. Everything is intentional. Every time you walk into, like, a mass space, somebody did a study on their brain and how that affects your brain.
I feel like it's more so of the sheep mentality because, a lot, like, me, for example, every time I go into a grocery store, I know why I'm going in there. And it's very rare that I pick up something extra because I rarely go to the grocery store, so I'm going there for specific things. Does that make sense? Yeah. I don't just go. I'm not one of those people who just go to the grocery store and just casually like, what do I need today? It's like,
so you don't be in Target just vibing.
No.
No.
So yeah.
Unless I'm blowing time.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel like my relationship with grocery shopping has changed so much now that I live by myself because I'm like, I hate being here. But it's like when I would be with my mom as a younger person, I'm just like, you know, I'm there. Chilling, like, this is fun. Yeah, okay, what? We just chilling, this is nice. But now that I have to actually do it for myself, it takes mental effort. Like, I need this for this. Okay, and I'd hate it. So it's like now I spend a lot of time on the Kroger app ordering the groceries, and people come put it in the back of my car because, like, I hate shopping now for groceries.
You're one of those.
I'm one of those now. And I never thought I would be one of those, but I really don't. I don't know, I just hate grocery shopping.
The only thing I hate about grocery shopping is when I'm, like, picking up vegetables and fruits and I got to touch it and put it in a bag myself. I don't know. Something about that feels weird. And then I do everything at self-checkout. And now, like, I feel like I got to look up codes and whatnot. I don't like this. I don't work here. I shouldn't be looking up codes for fruits and vegetables.
I like self-checkout.
I mean, I love self-checkout for, obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But it's just, I don't work here. I shouldn't be,
you know? That's an interesting take. I like the grocery store. I'm not sure why.
I don't know. I'm tired.
Let me think of it real quick. I like the grocery store because it's just like, you get to just go in there and you're like, okay, I got a list. I've prepped myself, but then I can also just see all this new stuff. And I'm like, okay. I don't need that. But now it's in my mind. I'm like, okay. when I come back in here, I might get that one, or I might get this, or
but
I might get that.
You know, like, the whole idea of, like, retail therapy?
Mm-hmm.
That does not...
You're not a retail therapy
no,
person?
No. Like, I'm not... I don't like shopping for anything at all.
I agree. Even clothing.
Like, I enjoy clothes when I have them. Like, this is great. I look good. Perfect. But I'm not the person that wants to go to a mall, a store, and look and browse for something that I need. Like, I would, okay, maybe, like, for an example, like, a pop-up different, a farmer's market where it's, like, a little, like, vendors and, like, a whole bunch of cool little quirky stuff to check out.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely different. But, like, a store where everything is, like, unified with sizes and color and I got to search through everything, I'm not there for it. I hate it.
I think it would be more fun for me shopping. Because when I go to the mall, I'm in the mall for like 30 minutes tops. Because I go to the store that I usually shop at. And then it doesn't take me 15 minutes in one section to find like if it's something cool or not. I know if shit's dope. If I don't really, really love it at first sight, I'm not going to really, really love it or like it a little bit even in my closet. So it's just like, eh. So I'm just looking through stuff, eh. And then once I find something I like, I look at the price and then it's like, eh.
Do I really need this?
Right.
And I don't even know why.
Let me go spend this money on food instead, you know? Mm. Which is crazy.
That's funny.
I feel like if they still ship magazines with, like, catalogs, and I could just sit on my couch and just casually. Because, you know, when you look at.
Journey still does that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you look at a catalog, you're not necessarily looking to buy stuff. Like, when you shopping online, you're looking to buy something. Like, that's why you go to these store websites. But when you just got a catalog in the mail, you just. Huh, I'm just passing time. And then like, oh, this is cute. Maybe I'll get that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a forced thing. It's just like a casual laid back type of vibe.
Yeah, yeah. But I do feel like maybe my relationship with shopping changed because I feel like every time I go to the store, I'm looking for something for a specific event or a specific reason. And if they don't have it, I'm automatically annoyed and I hate it. And I'm never like casually like, oh, I'm going to go to the mall just to shop. Like, I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, you're gonna get shot.
Like, oh wow.
Oh my god.
And that's another thing. Lenox Mall is not even, it's not worth it.
No.
But no. I feel like I just go with intention of finding something for something very specific. And then when they don't have it, I'm disappointed. So that's the whole thing. So yeah,
so then,
my
it's
relationship
like that
has changed.
Emotional letdown repeatedly. It's just like, nah, I don't even, I'm
it's
off
not.
You, the mall. But I'm definitely a retail therapy person. I had issues with the mall just because it's just like, this not for this price because I know the quality isn't there.
Yeah.
So
and
I go retail
online
therapy.
Is better though.
I retail therapy at the thrift store.
You see, I used to love thrifting, but lately it's been such a challenge to find good stuff. And I get in there and I'm just overwhelmed. And I'm like, I'm about to go hard. I'm about to search through everything. And then I just end up going like 2 hours and I'm like, all right. Whew.
I normally get lucky in thrift stores with jackets, maybe, but outside of that, I don't be vibing in thrift stores.
I've thrifted like a lot of stuff. Yeah. A lot of my pieces have been thrifted.
Yeah,
that's cool. That was me like years ago, but I just can't anymore. I don't know why.
I think it's something I used to do as a kid though, because like my grandma would take me to garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just find stuff.
Garage sales are cool.
And it's just like, wow, okay. I like that. Like, oh, okay. Like, you got this in your house? Okay, your granddaddy gonna die. He gonna take it to the thrift store. Like, let me just
wait.
But, like, you know, like, if people will tend to have garage sales and then whatever they don't sell at the garage sale, they'll just take to the thrift store.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't really like thrift stores because it's like leftovers from the leftovers of leftovers.
But thrift stores are fun when you have the patience.
Yes, you just have to have patience.
It takes so much patience.
And when you get lucky.
When you get lucky. Also, like, when I used to be thrifting in high school, when nobody cared about the thrift store.
I used to thrift in high school.
That was way better. But now it's like you go there and you know that everybody there looking for the same thing. Everybody looking for vintage tees. You're not going to find that no more. Or, like, Levi jackets, Levi denim. Like, it's just, like, it's so hard to find stuff that you actually want. You got to go far out where people don't care about that stuff. So, it takes a whole day of, like, traveling and
thanks, Macklemore.
Honestly, thanks, Macklemore, for that. You messed up everything.
You know the worst thrift store to me?
What?
Plato's Closet. I
wouldn't even consider that a thrift store.
Yeah, that's not. It's a consignment shop.
Oh.
because they buy stuff from people.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's not donation.
I think that place is the most disrespectful place ever.
It is. They don't buy anything from you, and then, like, all they have in there, like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we don't want this, but yet when you go look on the racks, it's like Hollister, Abercrombie, Aeropostale, and I'm like, people still buying this?
Yo, they did not some of my clothes, and I saw some FUBU shoes on the racks.
Well, that's actually kind of cool.
FUBU shoes?
Yeah. You just never know. Like, listen.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm telling you right now.
It's your style.
It's cultural, and it's like right now those kind of pieces are kind of like the foundation to a lot of fire fits.
Look.
A lot of streetwear.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Look, black streetwear.
Look, like jeans and jackets and like shirts, FUBU, completely cool. But the shoes, like the Walmart joints?
Oh.
Not
are
yet.
They a Walmart one?
Wait, I'm confused. What do you mean?
Like, FUBU shoes were never, like...
They weren't necessarily popping then, but I'm saying, like, now in current times, how people are like, ooh.
Let somebody wear that.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. It take one person to
Champion.
Do something.
Champion used to be a Walmart. Look at Champion now. It took one person, one celebrity. Champion is...
Yeah, Champion was popping at Kmart.
Yeah, it was.
All it takes is
you just never know.
I knew I was done when I seen Airwalk and Urban Outfitters. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Okay, I have not seen that yet.
What's Airwalk?
You don't remember Airwalk when they used to make like the fake Uggs and the fake Vans?
They used to be in Payless.
They were in Payless.
The fake Uggs used to be like Bear Paw, right? That's what I thought the fake Uggs
they
was.
Were. They had Airwalk ones too.
Yeah. Mm. It was like a few years ago. Like, the Airwalk had a whole collection in Urban Outfitters. I was like, I promise nobody's buying this. Well, I hope nobody's buying this.
That's like saying when Forever 21 had.
Why when I type in FUBU shoes, it say Fila's?
Forever 21 had a collection with the U.S. Postal Service.
I seen that. And also with Hot Cheetos. Chaos.
And people bought it
like
full on USPS, like red,
some of the
white,
some
blue.
Of the little pieces they had with them was straight, but the Hot Cheetos one, I was like, why would y'all do that?
I'm struggling. I can't buy clothes from fast fashion places like that anymore.
Didn't 21 Savage have a collaboration with Forever 21? Because, like, the whole 21 thing?
Possibly. I don't know.
That's news to me.
Those clothes, they have one wash and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
just, you have to know what to get. You have to know, like, you have to know the fabric. Like, you gotta read the label. Like, it's a work. But if you care.
He did.
So he did. It was like a motorsport one. Okay.
I remember that.
Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, I can't with the fast fashion clothes anymore. It's just, I don't last.
So what do you buy now? Like, where does the majority of your clothing come from now?
I don't know. Well, I got this shirt from the streetwear market the other day. I don't know. I struggle buying clothes. I really do. Mm-hmm. I have no clue how I get clothes. I don't know where I shop.
Maybe you're just buying from, like, one-off brands. Like, a lot of, like, Instagram brands.
Yeah.
Or just, like, streetwear brands that you found off social media.
I just be out and I'm like, I like this shirt or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I might catch a sale somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't spend too much money on clothes anymore, which is weird because I like to dress, but it's like, I don't want to spend a lot of money on, because a lot of people are labelers, you know, they see this label that makes this piece cool. Like, this wasn't cool, but now it says Supreme on it, or now it came from this designer, now this shit is cool. It's like, no, do you like what you like, or you like it because they told you to like it? And so I'm a person where I like what I like because I think shit is dope. And that's the point I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
It's so hard for me to spend, like, a lot of money on clothes for me, though. So.
Yeah, I feel that. I definitely feel that. I don't know.
And I feel like when people are labelers, they buy clothes for other people.
Well, yeah, because literally people
That's
buy...
That's the industry anyway.
Yeah, people buy clothes and they look a hot mess. But it's designer, so this is fine. This is great, yeah.
Like,
you got that drip on. Whole time, you look a hot mess. Like, you got five designers on, but you look a hot mess. A Congratulations. Mess. You spent $5K on your fit, but you still look a hot mess.
Very much so.
Like, what did you gain from
that? Fat Gucci drip, belt.
I guess.
You got drip?
I don't even think it'd be drip. If you can't dress, it ain't drip.
It's just a hot mess. That's literally it. Let's just label it as that. Like,
yeah, but there's, like, the difference. There's, like, style, then there's clothes.
It's just, like, I personally love when people have their own aesthetic. Because it's like you can either have one designer thing on, no designer things on, like 10 design. You can, any way you dress, if it look good, then that's what's up.
What's my aesthetic? What would you describe
it as?
I'm
not sure. You just, you know, Ishmael.
I get that way too often, and it's annoying.
What? It's just Ishmael.
Yeah, when I ask people to describe me, they're like, you know, it's just Ishmael. There's no other way. I'm like, what is that even?
But that just means you're uncomparable. That just means that you're so you and who you are that, like, it's not able to be like, yo, this is kind of like Ishmael. Ishmael's like this person, or I can see this person in Ishmael. It's just like, nah, Ishmael is who he is. Mm. So it's best to be undescribable.
I guess.
No, it is. Because it's just like, you are who you are, right? So if you're living in your truth, like, you just being who you are every single day, then when you're around people that know you, it's like, oh, this KJ, like, this is who she is. I can't be like, KJ kind of act like this person, or she kind of act like this person. No, it's KJ, because she is who she is. She in her truth.
Okay, I feel that.
So, yeah, like, I feel like I got that realization, like, when I'm, because, you know, like, every time y'all buy my house and we about to go somewhere, I'm like, what am I going to wear every time? So, I'm, like, looking in a closet, trying to figure it out. And then when I put it on, like, for an example, Tay, he might be like, oh, yeah, it's you. So, yeah, it works. But it's like, he's like, oh, if anybody else put it on, it's like, I don't know. But this works for you because it's your thing. Mm-hmm. This makes sense for you.
So you're unapologetically yourself.
I guess so. I don't know. That just sounds like such a cliche thing to tweet. So
I'm always me.
Like, okay.
No, because, I mean, you know those people who aren't
themselves.
Yeah.
I would say that, like, I'm someone who strives to authentically be myself in every aspect, because so much of our life we're like always pulling from other people, just being around other energies, our friends, our families, just like life will shape us. But are we being shaped because we want to be this way or who we are, or we're just falling to our circumstances and be like, well, I'm fucked up because my life was fucked up.
Being a product of your environment. I think too many people are that, like, wanting to fit in and be cool. Malik was talking about that last week. He was like, a lot of people aren't creative because everybody's, like, consistently doing the same shit. Yes. So everybody's consistently doing the same shit. Like, it's going to be, like, that continuous pattern. It's like, okay, when can we get something new? And
very true.
Something different.
Yeah. But people's got to be themselves. You have to think, like, it's to be yourself is scary. If you really think about being you, like, waking up and being like, I'm thinking these thoughts because it's me, not because mom. Okay, take for being example, like, an adult. You move out on your own. Are you buying game because you really like game, or are you buying game because your mama always bought game?
That's a good point. Like, I'm over here buying organic and vegan products. My mom was not doing
that. She like,
that.
I ain't spend all that money on that stuff.
Right. So it's like, I figured it out on my own. This is what I like.
But you gotta go through that. You gotta test yourself and be like, am I doing this because I really like this? Or am I just doing it because everybody else doing it? Or this is because that's all I know. People will always be like, that's all I know. Always been this way. They're not challenging life. They're not challenging
not
themselves.
Not questioning. Mm-hmm. You have to question everything. Ishmael.
You do.
Everything.
Mean, I think I'm already the person who did that, so. What?
Oh, my God.
Am I not?
Unpopular opinion, man.
It's not intentional, though.
It's just chaos. That's what it is. Like, I support it, but I'm just saying, like, dang.
Oh, Shalia, you don't follow me on Twitter.
Mm-mm.
So,
literally anything that anybody else likes, Ishmael doesn't like.
No. See, here's the thing.
Don't say that.
Is that intentional, though? Are you intentionally, like, pushing the narrative, or that's just who you naturally are?
A lot of times, it's who I naturally am.
Mm.
And other times.
You trolling.
So, now, I do troll.
Okay.
I will say I troll.
Are you naturally a troll, though? You just naturally like.
Oh, I naturally do troll.
Okay.
But there's a lot of times where I feel like everybody thinks something is like the coolest thing ever. And I'm like, and this is just okay. Please stop hyping this up. Like, please stop. This is mediocre. Because you know how everything is in phases with our generation mm-hmm. right now. So right now, the drink that's popular is Casamigos. It's like, it's
yeah,
just
very
like,
true. I don't even know who just made Casamigos popular.
George Clooney.
What?
Yes, yeah,
he didn't make it popular though.
But yeah,
no niggas young, made it popular.
Yeah, no young black person is checking for what George Clooney likes
that's
to drink.
Like
so
Clooney.
No, but yeah, like right, we yeah. don't know he who actually that. Was like Casamigos a drink, y'all.
Yeah, like so it just became the drink
it just
of the
came,
year.
It came
like,
out of nowhere. Even the Casa Azul stuff, like
yeah, that one too. Yeah. It was like
but the thing with like Casamigos is like it's not that expensive.
Well,
it's never about the price. It's more so
the aesthetic.
It's
just
like
oh
yeah.
wow, like yeah, we got Casamigos on deck. You already know what the vibes is. Hey, talking about
yeah,
like,
we're lit because
I mean it's a nice drink though. Like,
this
it's
is
a
the popular
tequila.
Thing. It's like yeah, this is the popular thing. It's like for me, and it's like that with music too.
That
it's
was like Grey Goose. Grey Goose had niggas on the whole boy.
Yeah, Hennessy as well. And so I'm
niggas don't drink that no more. You see a nigga drinking Grey Goose? I'm
yeah,
concerned.
That's a little I mean, they still do, but it's not like the go-to.
I'm like, you old Grey
yeah.
Goose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not of the wave.
You're not of the wave. The wave is Casamigos, Clase Azul. Yeah. Tequila in general. But I personally would prefer tequila, but not because of the hype, but because I'm not a drinker already. So it's like anything else be like, oh my God, I'm about to die.
So yeah, that's just how I feel about.
That's very true.
That's how I feel.
Brown bring you down.
That's how I feel about like a lot of movies or music, just pop culture. It's just the things that I think are really, really dope. No one else thinks is cool.
What's an example?
Like, my favorite albums of a recent is I Love Detroit 2 by Big Sean.
Oh, okay. I remember you saying this because everybody's like, Big Sean.
Yeah,
guess.
People are like, eh, why are you listening to Big Sean? Like, why are you, you know what I'm saying? I love some Kid Cudi.
Well, that's different because everybody loves Kid. People will go to hell and back for Kid Cudi.
When
that's
I tell
true.
You.
But not.
Like, yeah, maybe y'all circle, but I want to tell you, I know a lot of people who's like, who haven't heard.
That's very true. Remember we were having that conversation at my house, and
yeah.
I was like, wow, y'all don't like Kid Cudi? That's very
yeah,
true.
It's
I
like,
listen to him.
You said what?
I don't really listen to him.
See what I'm saying? Like,
but, okay, I have this thing. I can't, no matter how well the artist is,
mm-hmm.
if their voice doesn't, like, the tone of their voice is not right, I can't listen to it. I can't listen to Kendrick.
I don't listen to Kendrick either.
His voice. Kid Cudi's voice. I can't.
It's nothing wrong with Kid Cudi's voice. Kid Cudi's voice is nice. Kendrick's voice, he has his moments when he like do that little high pitch thing. So I don't know. Like I don't have a.
But like even when it comes to, I would say I would list my top favorite artists,
mm-hmm.
and like who I think are the best.
Who's
and,
your top five?
Who, like currently
yeah
is Cudi, Big Sean, Thug, Ye, and that fifth spot is hard. I usually don't Pusha T. I really really
okay.
listen to Pusha T on a consistent basis.
Like but hearing that list, okay, like I know the type of music you're into just off that list though, because like a lot of those artists have a similar voice. Like, I can't listen to Pusha T like that either.
Mm.
It's that same voice. I don't know what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm out here listening to Pusha T because I'm not. Can't do it.
Yeah, but,
and
it's
then
cool.
I like to note that I did grow up listening to R&B. Like, R&B, jazz, gospel. So, like, rap is really hard for me to get into sometimes, especially, like, that style of rap because it seems really lyrical. So, it's like, this is basically spoken word.
I just need you to take the beat off.
That's what I'm.
So I can really hear what you're saying.
But like when it
just
comes,
remove the beat
when
for
it
me.
Comes to like Pusha and Ye and Big Sean, it's like the lyrical content for me is like what really drives me. It's like the things that they're saying. I was like, I can relate to this, or I can understand this. And so when I say that, like that five, right?
Mm-hmm.
They be like, you don't got Drake, Kendrick, or Cole in your five? I'm like, no, eh, I don't. I don't even think they're that great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they be like, oh, what? You're just being, I was like, no, I just genuinely don't listen to them that much. Like, I listen to a lot of Drake, but it's literally just nothing was the same. Like, most of the time, it's just, I love that album. That's one of my favorite albums ever. But outside of that album, I'm not really listening to Drake that often.
Mm. I can't even make a top five, y'all.
It's Brent Faiyaz.
No, I can't make a top five.
No, just do, like, current. Like, they don't have to be all time. Just, like...
Who are you currently listening to the most? Shoot, I would take kind of... I would take Ye out of there because I rarely... lately I've been listening to a lot of Ye, but, like, I go through Ye phases. But lately I've been listening to a whole lot of Red, so just
dang,
Cardi.
Yeah, I feel that. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Who do I listen to right now? I don't know. Like, okay, Brent Faiyaz. But Brent Faiyaz doesn't have a very long catalog yet. Like, he getting there.
That's cool.
So, sure.
You can just listen to the, like, it's okay to, Frank Ocean has, what, like, three projects?
And the way this man got stands, you would swear this man been in the industry for 50 years.
Right.
So, like, yeah. So.
But, like, the Frank Ocean's, the songs that people like are really, really, really good.
They
so it's like,
good.
I can just keep playing these shits over and over.
Yeah.
And if that's how you feel about Brent, that's cool.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. Like, I have such a hard time making such, like, drastic decisions about artists and...
Mm-hmm. Placements
of people when it comes to art, because I just look at everyone so differently because they all offer so many different things. So
right.
Like when people be like top five, I'm like, I have no idea. Like I'd be struggling and I just end up saying something and I'd be thinking, why did I say that? That's not what I meant. Like
that's not
so
the one.
Yeah,
that's
I don't,
not the one.
Yeah, so I don't even want to.
Okay, I'm not an album listener, so
mm-hmm.
Because of that, I listen to playlists.
Okay.
So I like to pick songs that I hear, and I'm like, okay, this goes well with this.
Mm-hmm.
This goes well here. Like, this has a collective energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can do, but, like, listening to, like, a whole album with somebody, I'm like, I don't want to keep hearing them.
Yo, I love that. So
like, there's, like, where's the range? Like, I need to, like, every other song, okay, I'm like, all right. Cool, this is new,
well,
this is fresh.
Yeah.
Well, when something drop, I do feel like I do like the listen to the whole album thing, and that's great and lovely. But it's not always like I'm going to always listen to just this album forever.
Yeah, straight through.
Yeah, no, I cannot.
So, Mike, as in Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He made Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Thriller was 9 songs long.
Mm-hmm.
Now... A few years ago when Ye had all those albums come out at the same time, he said each album was going to be 7 songs long.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I get what he's getting at, because there's too many albums that keep dropping and there's like 20 songs long, 18 tracks long. I'm like, yo, who the fuck has time to listen to 22 tracks and decipher which ones are good out of this? I can't do that. But now you give me, if you perfect 9 songs like Mike did with Thriller, if Mike can do it in 9, you should.
You know
yeah,
what's crazy?
And I think that
album, they went through over like 200 songs.
Right.
That is
to
crazy.
Pick that album, to pick 9.
Right.
That's insane.
So, and I actually watched, I started watching I can't even think of his name right now. That's so crazy.
Quincy Jones.
Yes, the Quincy Jones
mm-hmm.
documentary. thank you, because yeah, I did not have that.
I just knew that's what you meant.
I watched it, and something he said, I want to finish it though. He said, music has only 12 notes,
mm-hmm.
always, forever, always 12 notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
To take that and continuously over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, change it, manipulate it, diversify it, it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like these people that get in the studio. And they just make songs. It's not always the process is not the same anymore. That thriller process, like when you got a percussionist, you got a pianist, like you got somebody in here that's composing music with notes and like all that is accounted for, you get thriller work. I think proper work.
Yeah.
But they get on the studio, they get high, they just on the computer.
All right, done.
Okay, this be hard. Yeah, this slap. And then that's why you can always be like, this sound the same. It's the same notes. The same notes, just manipulated a certain way.
I feel that.
So if they just take the artistry back into the music industry, we will get to the point where people are not going to feel like this all the same.
Yeah.
It's slower. Music now is fast. Mm-hmm. It's very fast. Niggas going to the studio right now, make a song, put it out. That's quick. They didn't have that.
So technology.
Somebody had to approve your song. Somebody had to critique your song. Somebody played that song over and over and over again. Listening. It's not the same.
So
yeah,
like,
but it's technology. Because so it's like, it's so easy to get music out there now versus how it was. It's like,
anybody can be an artist now.
Let me bring this physical disc to the radio and hope they spin it.
Right.
Now it's like, let me just put this on SoundCloud, see what happens.
See if it hits.
It's just so easy now.
So like Thug, he has like 4 tapes. And they're like all 9 tracks each. And I'm like, yo, I love the fact that he did this. Like, So Much Fun was his first album that was like a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's just like 9 to 10 songs. And I'm cool with like 12 because you got the 9 to 10 and then you got a few bonus tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool.
Some throwaways.
Yeah. But when you at 24.
It's stressful. Honestly, I feel like
Trippy. Trippy dropped that crazy album.
But personally, I'm more attracted to artists that don't drop a lot of music. And that's like with any artist, like music, photo, everything. Like, I'm not.
She's like patient.
I like when I can tell that each photo that you post or each song that you release or each album you release, you took your time with every single one of these things. Like, I don't like when an artist drop a whole bunch of music and then like a month later it's a whole nother tape and I'm just like, why would you do this? Now I can't keep up. It's just too much. It just feel like you're just dropping stuff just to get streams. It don't feel authentic. It doesn't feel like you took
your
time
about the music.
With
it's
each
not the,
piece
the music.
And I'm just not attracted to that. When in any artistry, I'm not attracted. I don't like when people are like quick coming with stuff. I mean, sometimes the brain might work like that, cool, but I'm not attracted.
But there's
to
no
it.
Longevity in that, though.
Yeah.
Like there's no longevity in like constant turnover. You're not actually allowing yourself to rest, to actually like give your brain a break. And be like, okay.
Yeah, because the creative process is stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Like, it definitely can be. So it's like, it just kind of throws me for a loop when people can be so rapid and quick with releasing stuff that they created. I'm just like, what did you do here?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But then you have to account for, like, in the music industry, it's not always just the artist itself. Like, they're simply just a mirror of the people who are actually building and developing them behind the scenes. Like, who you see as the artist, like, we're going to take Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Beyonce plays a role in everything she creates as
now.
An artist now, right?
Yeah.
But back then, they didn't always have that control. You don't always have that control of your image, your sound, where you go, how you know, like your image, like how you dress. So many artists have came out that was like,
that wasn't me.
That wasn't me. Like, I had to
conform,
yeah. Because this is what the label wanted me to look, or this is how they wanted me to sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel that in my heart.
I feel, you know what's an artist who puts out a lot of music, but they have each tape, it's going to be something on there that's going to, like, you've never heard anything like this before. I think it's Future. Because, and sometimes it'd be on his features, like on his Pardon Me, when he started whistling. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, on the one he was on with J-Rock and Kendrick, when he hit that la-di-da-di-da.
Because it's like normally people are like, okay, this is stupid, but he just stuck through.
He just
got to see it through, my boy.
Yeah.
Like, he
got to see it through.
Yes.
Like a lot of times I'd be hearing stuff from him. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And I think for him, it's because he puts out so much that he's actually trying stuff in the studio. That's true. Other people who's just in the studio, like a lot of, like the Migos tape, a lot of them songs sound the exact same.
They sound like, yeah, they do. Which is so disheartening because, like, Culture 2 is my favorite.
Whoa, you like Culture 2?
Culture 2, like, let me make sure that's actually Culture 2, like, 100%, like, not.
Now, Culture 2, I think the songs that aren't Quavo-led are really, really amazing. The ones that Quavo's, like, the lead voice on the song, I'm like, ah, yeah, maybe this isn't Culture it. 2.
Hold on. I have no opinion.
Why not?
No,
I just don't. Like,
it's Culture 1, sorry. It's Culture.
Yeah, Culture 1 is great.
Culture, this, like, album.
Right oh, here. That's Culture?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the cover of Culture 2 look like?
It's, with
Dill. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, nobody I did not really mean to say Culture 2. Culture, like, this album, when they... Mm-hmm. They need to remaster t-shirt. It so they can make it to Adobe.
Bad and Bougie.
Literally, T-shirt, first of all, not even Bad and Bougie. Get Right With You. Mm. I'm Get Right With You.
Oh, my God.
What?
How you going to big on big? Yes. Ayo.
I love that. Like, what? Like, this whole.
That's a good point. No, they got a lot of hits
like
on there.
This is a top quality.
How many tracks on that?
13. It's only less than an hour. It's
see
less than an hour though.
When you perfect those songs, it's with a few bonuses.
Yeah, and that's also because we have such a short attention span as humans. So yeah.
Do we?
I think we do. I definitely think we do.
And I think it's become that way because everything is so fast.
Everything
here.
Is so fast.
Okay, so
fast. You can just receive. Look how just
social media.
Able to look
you
that
like
up.
Swipe. Swipe. So, I don't like it.
So,
no, swipe.
So when it comes to the music, y'all, like, do y'all, if you like it, are you playing it a year or two from now? Or are you just playing it just right now? Because there's a lot of music that people play just right now. Like, the other day, I was just riding around listening to Lil Yachty for, like, hours. And because, like, Yachty's tapes aren't, like, start to finish. But that's it's a lot of songs on a lot of his tapes that are really, really...
You have
really
to, like, go and grab them out.
Yeah, and it's, like, Yachty has a lot of music that I like. And I was listening to him, and I was just pick another one. I was like, oh, I like this one, too. I forgot about this. And so I was like, okay, let's... I like to acknowledge the songs that I really, really do like. And I like to listen to that. I like to listen to things for longevity. I don't like songs. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm not going to play this, like... I play this, like, a few times... this month, but like a year from now, I'm not playing this at all. You get what I'm saying?
In a sense, I do, but I think most of the music that I listen to because I know that I'm gonna like it forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I feel like it's a lot of stuff that I'll like forget like about it for a second. I go back to it and I'm like,
you like this was the shit. This like, is I remember crazy. This. It take me back.
Like, and it just give that feeling like, wow, this is lit. And then I start listening to it all over again. It's like a week straight. I'm pressing it every time I get in the car. So, yeah.
You know what song I heard yesterday on OVO Radio that I completely forgot about? Mm-hmm. And it's because it's not on streaming services. Dresser by 2 Chainz and Thug.
Oh, wow.
Dresser. Make a little money and leave a little on the dresser. Make a little money and leave a little on the dresser. Yeah. I was like... Yo, this shit is fire. Like, amazing.
2 Chainz, when he came out as 2 Chainz, I remember getting that mixtape on Spirilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is so hard. I remember telling my mom, like, this is 2 Chainz. Like, have you heard 2 Chainz? She's like, that's Titty Boy. I'm like, what? Who the fuck is Titty Boy? But,
I love 2
Chainz. That 2 Chainz first mixtape, Chef Kiss. Chef Kiss. Really nice.
The first album, too, was great. Yeah, I love 2 Chainz. I love Atlanta artists.
Music is crazy.
Music is crazy.
So, like, back to your question, I don't necessarily revisit music only because I consume so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, artists that, like, aren't big or that are big. And I listen to them, like I was saying, on playlists.
Mm-hmm.
So I can easily just forget somebody album real quick and be like, oh, I forgot that album existed because like I'm just listening to singles, I'm just listening to each individual tracks. But that same feeling like hearing the song, you like, dang, this I know why I like this, like this was really good.
I don't forget albums because usually they're either really, really good or really, really bad. So
what makes an album bad? How many good songs has to be on an album in order for the album to be good?
Right.
For it to be a good album, I need at least 7.
Out of?
Most are like 12 to 13. Well, most albums.
So like you got to have like a half ratio.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Well, for me, a bad album has to be, all right, most bad albums I've heard, I had no business listening to in the first place, and so I blame myself.
Like what?
All right, so I don't know if you know this. I'm sorry. I'm 100% sure you don't know this. Tyga dropped an R&B album.
Let's just end it here.
Okay, yeah, you had no business listening
to that. I had no business listening
to that. Like, why would you set yourself up for that?
Because I was like, bro, Tyga, what is this about? And that usually be how...
Curiosity.
Yeah. It's like, wait.
Definitely kill the cat on that one. Definitely.
Like, like, Lil Twist just dropped a tape?
Uh-uh.
Let's see what this is about. And it's like, I know better.
Yeah,
you know when you go to that restaurant and you order something that's like, you know you shouldn't be ordering
like,
this here?
Like when people go to Mexican spots and get burgers.
Yeah, like you know damn well you should not.
Let's just start there.
You should not be at a Mexican spot ordering a burger.
They shouldn't even have burgers on the menu.
Right.
Then this is not a Mexican spot. This is getting real Tex-Mex.
Right. So, but when you're there and you're like, we're here and I want a burger. I know I shouldn't.
But I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
That's scary. I'm not gonna trust you no more. Cause why did we come here? We could have went to a burger spot and actually had good burgers. But now you want to eat burger at a Mexican spot?
Like people who order steak at Waffle House, like you know.
They know what they doing. Nah, you know, if somebody orders steak at Waffle House, they want that steak. They want that Waffle House steak.
There was someone who told me to get salads from Waffle House.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know, what do we...
Like, you really expect the lettuce to be fresh? Waffle House dirty.
What quality?
We be pushing it.
I'm concerned for these people.
Yo, so...
You gotta know where to order and what to eat.
So Subway started doing protein bowls, right? Which is really just their subs without the bread,
exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly.
So this lady was in front of me, and she asked for one of those. And so, but she was like, oh, y'all going to put the meat in the bowl first? And she was like, it's a protein bowl. She said, no. Put the lettuce in. And she put it. And she was like, she basically wanted a salad.
A salad bowl.
Yeah. And she was being really, really, like, aggressively disrespectful to the, like, lady behind the counter. I'm like, shorty. Why the fuck are you at Subway getting a salad? I think you're problem number one. Like, what are we doing here? This is gross.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Life is weird. I don't know. People just be doing stuff.
People do just be doing stuff.
They just be doing stuff.
Isn't that annoying?
It is.
They just be doing stuff. But see, that goes back to what we were saying earlier. Is like, are you doing what you're doing because you really want to, or are you just doing it to do it?
But Cloud.
Are you like functioning as a robot right now?
I think Cloud is more dangerous than cocaine.
Not in Atlanta right now. The way coke been laced with fentanyl. Let's remind these kids, y'all, if you're doing coke, make sure you testing it.
Okay.
How?
What do you mean? How?
How would you test coke?
There's like test kits. Like you can
You just buy it at Walmart?
No, you don't buy it at Walmart. I don't know if they have it at Walmart. But you can literally, like, at a lot of events, they offer you, like, the test kits for stuff like that.
Now that I think about it, why don't they sell, like, cocaine test kits at Walmart?
Well, for one thing, it's touchy subject because it's like, why are you promoting the use of illegal substances? But at the same time, you know people are going to do it. So,
I mean, gas stations sell papers.
Yeah, but that's for tobacco, quote unquote. Good and well, they know everybody ain't using it for no tobacco.
Who rolls their own tobacco?
People do. Just as you're not supposed
people
to go
eat snuff.
You're not supposed to go in a smoke shop and mention the word weed.
Mm.
That's like a big thing. You're not supposed to say that because they're selling stuff for tobacco use only.
Mm. Right.
So, don't do that.
Kids, don't.
Yeah. And test your coke because we know y'all gonna do it. But just test it.
I guess. But yeah. I think clout is more dangerous than cocaine. Because
clout is very dangerous. People go to all extremes for clout. Like, think about, like, just like TikTok. Think about anything. People will just do stuff.
The biggest example for me was Boonk. Y'all remember Boom Gang?
Yeah, I remember Boom Gang.
That was a scary experience.
He's okay now, right, though? Ain't he like a...
He'll never be okay.
But he a preacher, right?
He'll never be okay.
He has all those tattoos on his face, right?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like the tattoos.
Just like, I like the look. I like the aesthetic.
I think he's... Yeah, I feel like he's figuring, it's a journey for him, and I feel like he's figuring it out, and good for him.
Life is a journey, it is.
And I don't want to say he'll never be okay, it's just that he did some crazy stuff, and it's like, as humans, we got to look at it like that, you know, like, everybody just be doing stuff.
And he did it for clout.
He did do it for clout, mm-hmm. But hella people do stuff for clout, like, he ain't the only one.
I know, he's not the only one.
It's like, but what are you willing to...
How far are you willing to go?
How far are you willing to go for this?
Are you willing to eat a Tide Pod, or are you willing to lick ice cream at the store? Which one?
That was chaotic. Mm. She started COVID. She started COVID.
People was coming from Bluebell, and it's like, don't do that. Don't...
Honestly, that was ridiculous that they didn't have, like, a seal on the ice cream, though.
You know what's crazy?
Do
so
you eat, okay, but no, like, do y'all really, y'all don't, then that mean y'all don't eat Bluebell ice cream?
I don't
right?
eat
okay.
Bluebell
Well,
ice
I don't
cream.
Anymore.
Cause she
yeah, but Bluebell was the my favorite.
I didn't grow up eating Bluebell.
Are
I
you from the South?
Yeah.
I grew up eating Bluebell.
I grew up eating Breyers because if you look on if you look on the ingredients.
You sure you're from the South?
Yeah. All right. So on the ingredients of Breyers, it just says milk, sugar, and natural flavors.
What did it say on Bluebell?
Like
Xanthan gum and all that random stuff.
Yeah.
That all right. So
Breyers used to run this commercial called Johnny Can't Read. And so it was like, Johnny, what's on the back of this product? And he was struggling reading it. So if Johnny can't read it, you don't need to eat it. Breyers ice cream. I was
that's
like,
that's so funny. I don't like, that's probably why I don't like Breyers though. It's too milky. But I like Bluebell is something that I grew up on. Because mm-hmm. right? Bluebell you can get in the little, well. You like at the birthday party, they eat Bluebell ice cream
the
in little cups.
Scoop with the little
Or
that's
Mayfield.
Bluebell.
I remember eating Mayfield ice cream.
Maybe that's
so
Mayfield.
So I didn't experience Mayfield until mm-hmm. I came to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like we were only eating like Bluebell in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But the reason Bluebell didn't have the plastic over it was because like the ice cream was so sealed that like you when you eat Bluebell, like you peel the top off like you can see the ice cream is like stuck so you didn't really need a seal because you knew if your Bluebell had been open before
right
like, you know if somebody ate your stuff but the fact that homegirl really like and she did Bluebell because they didn't have a seal on it so it's like you really just messed up their whole
aesthetic
their whole experience for social media
clout
for other people and I think that what we had to realize with clout is like it's for the satisfaction of others. Mm-hmm. Like it's really you're not doing this because you feel good. You're doing this because you want other people to perceive you a certain way.
You want approval from others. You want people to agree and be on the same standpoint that you're on.
Right.
So you run the social media,
and then that just means that you're insecure, and that really be the root of it all. Like you don't know yourself.
I think for me, it's I can't be a clout chaser because my natural opinions, no one's ever really liked. So it's just like
you're automatically banned.
Yeah, it's like for me to try to do what people like, it'll everybody not like, yeah. What the fuck are you doing? That's not you.
That's
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I hate like I don't even have the TikTok app, so I don't even.
TikTok is interesting though. Like
I was in denial with TikTok for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not downloading that. I like Vine, and I'm gonna just stick by that. Mm-hmm. Vine's gone. I'm never gonna be on this kind of app again. And then everybody kept sending me TikToks, and I'm like, I'ma click it. So I click it, and it brings me to this ugly web browser, and I'm like, ugh, I'm just download the app. So then I download the app, and now when people send me stuff, I click it, and then I just start scrolling, and it's never ending, and it's stressful, and it's like, why am I still on this app? And it's 1:45 in the morning. I don't want that life for myself.
Just delete it. So for me, people send me TikToks. Half the time I click them. No, 25% of the time I click them. The other 75%, I'm just like...
So I feel pressured to click them because they talk about it later. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I watched it. And the whole time I didn't watch it.
See, I don't feel
like
that pressure.
Now I'm watching it so I can talk about it later on. Because it's a conversation to talk about. Like, TikTok is useful in a lot of senses, and then other parts is like, dang,
it's
why?
It's how you... TikTok every is
social
a world,
media,
right?
Is how you use it.
So yeah. I like to think of social media as worlds, mm-hmm. right? You can essentially be who you want to be. You could be anything, anybody on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. So you could essentially, you're an alien, right? Like, I can be whoever I want to be. I can do whatever I want to do on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. So on TikTok, you can see all these different worlds. Like, you got Brazilian TikTok, you got Mexican TikTok, you got Black TikTok, mm-hmm.
you got vegan TikTok,
you got vegan, you got planted. Like, they start subgrouping very oh,
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, it's like it's like YouTube. Yeah.
Yes, but it's
faster.
It's yeah. faster because the videos are shown on YouTube. You can watch a 20-minute video. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You watching somebody vlog on TikTok, that you got 60 seconds to tell your story to capture someone's attention.
And now people hate when they like part two on my page. And we hate that. Like, just give
just
it to us
it
all
now.
So I can move on. That's fast information. Us having a short attention mm-hmm. span is another example. Just like right now, how this podcast is going really long. People like, I'm listening, but dang.
That's TikTok. That's why I like the podcasting space, is because it's not meant to be
short. It's supposed to be a listening experience. You're mm-hmm. supposed to feel like you're there.
Yeah, you're supposed to be exactly. like, there's somebody listening to this right now disagreeing, or they're texting me like, y'all are fucking wrong about this. Y'all are stupid. Who said that? Blah, blah, blah.
Like, why would they say that?
Yeah.
Why you invite them girls? They ain't even talking about nothing.
Yeah. Like, I get that all the time. Like,
they said I'll fight them.
I got you. I get that all the time. Like, people just responding to this, like, I wish I was there because I would have said this, and this. And I'm like, that's what I want. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll tell everyone, I don't pre-plan conversations because it feels unnatural, mm-hmm. you know? And it feels like, all right, we got to drive this conversation this direction. And so that's what I love about the podcasting space, because I listen to podcasts myself. And so when I'm listening to them, I listen to them, and this is how you know, like, some are like podcasts and some are like shows that people want to like just promote. So mm-hmm. T.I.'s podcast, there's like ads throughout the entire thing.
Oh, because he's getting paid.
Yeah, it's like, all right, so they're podcast hosting companies,
mm-hmm.
like basically labels. So
yeah.
you get signed to like music labels, you can get signed to a podcasting label.
Which
so,
is crazy in itself.
So
everything has a label now.
Literally?
Yeah.
You can be a photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
signed to a label.
So Radio One, when they do their podcast, they have ads throughout the podcast. And I don't think they understand it, because on every single podcast app, you can just skip through it. Like, it's not like YouTube where you're stuck on this mm-hmm. ad. No. It's like, oh, it's a 15-minute ad spot. Just tap 15 seconds forward. So
dang.
It's like there's no purpose to this ad. Like, I don't
they're just collecting their coin and going about their day.
Yeah. So now on Joe Rogan's podcast, he does all his ads at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and so you hear all the ads, and then the entire show is just straight through. So either you can sit there and listen to the ads if you want to, or you can
skip
just
ahead.
Yeah, you can just skip ahead regardless.
Because it's still in the show, right?
Right. And so I feel like once you have those mid-rolls, it takes away from the experience of the conversation. Now, the Brilliant Idiots podcast, what they do is they have mid-rolls, but mm-hmm. they're like, one of them be like, oh, I got to go pee. Run this ad real quick. And they do it as like...
like a break.
Yeah, like a break. They do it as a conversation switcher. But a lot of those other podcasts, it's like, no, it'll be mid-conversation yeah. and then add... and then we come back, we're still on the same conversation.
It's like TV.
Yeah.
I actually hate ads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ads really bother me. Like, I, at one point, paid for YouTube Premium because I didn't want to watch ads.
Oh, wow. You're,
I would have just
got
a ad blocker on my browser, but hey.
But it was like, I think I had did the trial, mm-hmm. and I had, I was watching videos on YouTube that were like hours long, mm. where I just needed to be able to like click off the app mm. and continue listening to the video,
mm.
and you can't do that no more. So I was like, you know what, I'll pay the little money right quick for the experience. And then after a while, I'm like, ain't no ads. Like, this experience is completely different. ads really bothered me. So I eventually just stopped watching TV because the ads, like, I cannot. The concentration break, like the break that bothers me. I get distracted and I'm like, nah, I don't even want to watch this no more because my mind has been cut. And now I'm just stuck consuming this information that I don't want to consume. I don't want to hear about mesothelioma. Like I can't even say it, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. I don't want to hear about these drugs or, like, watch an AT&T commercial. And then you just sit there like.
I think certain ads, it depends. So when I would watch anime on Netflix, not Netflix, but Hulu, mm-hmm. I love the ads because I know that first dot is after, like, they do the recap and then the intro, and then it's an advertisement, that first ad. So I will, like, start the show and just click there because, like, I know this. Or sometimes I use ads as, like, okay, this is a break. I need to get up. Because if you're on Netflix, there's no break. You just show.
You can control the consumption, yeah.
Yeah, this is episode after episode. Like, when you have an ad and you can't skip it sometimes, it's like a 90-second ad is cool if I'm watching a show. But, like, if you're watching BET and ATL is on, and that's, like, a 90-minute movie, and you've been watching it for 4 hours, that's when ads become a problem.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's, like, how, like, growing up, I always thought shows be, like, 30 minutes, and then when you get to Netflix, it says 21 minutes, and I'm like, dang, we watched 9 minutes of commercials as kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of consumption of just
stuff
and advertisement, like, things you don't need, or just, like, knowledge that you just don't don't need it in your brain. So that's why I'm like, ads I can't do, because I can't control what ad gonna pop up.
Mm. You know, this is crazy. This has never happened before.
Oh, well.
But the mics don't pick up any of that. That's crazy. So, I had to explain this to somebody about television. So, on Netflix, when the show is an hour long, that's a struggle for me. Because on television, if it comes on TV, it's an hour long, so it's really 44 minutes. So if you got a 44-minute show, the climax is going to happen in, like, the 29, 30-minute mark, and that's when it's going to be like, okay, what's about to happen, blah, 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 all right, to the end of the episode.
Commercial.
Now,
right before the climax commercial?
Yeah, but if you're watching it on Netflix, because they moved it to Netflix after the series, you can, like, get through 44 minutes real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when a show is, like, an exclusive to Netflix, it's literally just an hour and 5 or 10 minutes long. That is for – you're, like, 50 minutes – you're, like, 45 minutes in – and you're just still watching, waiting for, like, the climax of the episode. Or, like, you have to get to the 55th minute for, like, it to actually get to, like, okay, shit just popped off. And I'm like, bro, an hour and 10 minutes is a long time to be sitting there watching one thing. And then now it's 10 episodes and they're all an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't have that type of time, nor my attention span can't sit there for that. It's a lot. So if you give me those 44 minute episodes, I love that.
It just depends on the show.
Because I feel like
some shows are like drag.
I want more. But the other shows, I'm like, all right, let me just, like, what's going on? Let me know right now.
Yeah, some shows just are a drag. Like, I can't watch certain shows because it's like, oh, this, the build up for this is like.
Yeah, it's like that with some movies too. I don't know. It depends.
You know what movies I recently watched that had zero pointless parts?
Hmm.
Beverly Hills Cop. Like, the entire series.
I didn't watch that. I never watched that.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Like, no. I was watching those movies, and I was like, there was nothing in this movie that was pointless. And that's rare. Because, you know, you'd be watching movies, and you'd be like, this could have been taken out. This movie definitely could have been taken out.
This did not need to be.
Yeah.
One movie. So what's a movie that you watch but won't ever watch again?
Endgame.
I can't think of anything.
There was this movie. It's called Waves.
Mm-hmm.
It's by A24. I watched it on the plane.
Not A24.
Yes. And I literally, kid you not, I was in the plane seat, I was so anxious. I'm like, why did this happen? What is going on? I refused to watch that movie. The climax, the, like, ending.
Mm-hmm.
was so emotional. Like, I don't really cry over movies. Mm. That movie, I shed a tear.
What was the movie that you would watch over and over?
Inception.
Rush Hour.
Oh,
Rush Hour.
Inception.
Y'all gonna hate me. I'm gonna say, like, Mike.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. That was my childhood movie.
I haven't seen that movie in ages.
Exactly. But if you watch it again, you like, this is it.
Okay.
Like Mike. Ooh, Life Size. I used to watch that over and over.
With Tyra Banks?
Yeah. And, you know, I rewatched Save the Last Dance, and I was like, wow, it's a lot of stereotypes in this movie. Like, I didn't, and when I was a kid, I was like, ooh, this is lit. I love it. Interracial love. Okay. And now, as I'm older, I'm watching, I'm like,
what the fuck is this?
This is so great. Like, why did y'all do this?
This is something. Who approved this?
That's how I feel about when they talk about that clip from High School Musical. And they was like, stick to the stuff you know. And so
he was making a creme brulee.
Yeah, he was like, he wanted to be a baker. It was like, nah, nigga, shut up and dribble.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Keep the ball in your head, dude.
Yeah, like, bro.
Bake? Nigga, what the fuck?
You not know Gordon Ramsay?
Like,
what the hell?
That's crazy. It's a lot of stuff that you rewatch later, and you're like, why was I so into
it? Yeah, like.
You'd be like, they approved this? This is great. Oh, yeah, we got to get back to that.
Yeah, I was just watching Norbit again. And I was
going back.
I was like, this is very problematic now.
I wish like we had more content like that still, because like every time you watch a lot of things, just
people are so sensitive.
It's not even the sensitivity, it's boxes. When you're watching stuff, you're like, okay, we got to check this box off, make sure this person's included, this type of person is included.
But yeah. But then it's like, it's so weird how so many situations, like so many things get passed, stuff, and you're like, how did this get approved? Like the whole H&M with the monkey jungle thing. How did that? I'm so confused.
Because like those, we are in those spaces. Like we aren't controlling the narrative of those spaces.
It's just like, I'm like, this had to go through way too many people. The photographer, the set people, the creative directors, every single person. And nobody at one point was like, you know, I think this might be a problem, y'all. Like, let's back up real quick.
And maybe somebody did, but like, they didn't their care. Voice just wasn't,
it wasn't big enough.
Another thing, old WWE clips. It was a thread I was just scrolling through. I'm like, bro, what the hell were they allowing on television?
Wow.
I'm like, this stuff. And like, this is why we watched it. Because it was like, oh my God, this is crazy. You should not say this.
Yeah. We get thrilled from that.
Yeah. And it's like,
edgy. It's provocative.
There's edgy that's like, I'm like, okay, that's just blatantly stupid and disrespectful. And then there's edgy that's like, wow, this is actually pretty great.
You pushing it. Yeah. I like it.
You know, it's like, it's a level in the line where you would draw to it. But guys, we're getting to the
ending point.
Yeah, the ending point.
How long is this?
We're at an hour and 27 minutes.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It just flies been talking. By. Yeah. Yeah,
I think an hour is 30 is like a good cutoff.
So it's time to play 20 questions for those who haven't listened before and my guests who are playing for the first time. You have 20 yes or no questions to figure out the album of the episode.
Okay.
And you guys can start now.
Oh, yes or no questions.
Yes or no questions.
Oh, we ask you.
You ask me.
Do we each have 20 or we share the 20?
You share the 20.
Oh, okay. Dang. All right. So you want to go for the first question?
Yes. All right. Okay. My first question is, what year was the
album? It's a yes or no.
Oh. okay. Was the album released this year?
No.
Okay.
All right. Is the album a hip hop album?
No. I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
That's kind of suspicious. I wouldn't say so.
Is the album by a black artist? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, is the artist from Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we get somewhere. Is the artist male or female?
That's a yes
or no. Rephrase it.
Oh, is the artist male, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. It didn't come out this here. They're black, they're male, they're female.
Yeah, is the artist, well, how many questions we have?
You're at 5 questions.
All right, is the artist, you already said black.
Uh-huh.
All right.
It's a man.
Okay. Does the artist have dreadlocks?
Let's see.
What?
Let's see. Okay. So is the album on streaming platforms?
No, I do not believe the artists have dreadlocks. Yes, the artist is, the album is on streaming platforms.
Okay, so that means no mixtapes for real. Okay.
So no locks, but it's a man and he black. And he from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So, not 21. No, does 21 have locks?
Yeah, he do.
So, it's not Thug.
Thug got locks. Future not got Gunna. Locks. Not Lil Future. Baby got locks. Future got locks.
So, YSL out of there. 4PF out of there.
Gunna out of there. Does the album cover have...
You said it's not hip-hop or it is?
He said he wouldn't consider it hip-hop.
Oh, so is it black?
It is black.
Ah, yes.
Dang, he don't have locks no more.
Okay. So I guess the album?
Yeah, you know, you guess the album.
So is it East Atlanta Love Letter?
It is East Atlanta Love Letter.
What in the world?
We did that.
That was a narrowing down that was kind of quick. How many questions we did?
9. You got it in 9 questions.
Yeah, that was, yeah, because like once you take out,
took out YSL all the people, like who's left?
It's weird how people ask like their questions that like narrow
so,
it.
Honestly, the Atlanta thing narrows it down so much.
Yeah, that was really
it does, thing. But I got to get back to the hard Atlanta ones because I once gave somebody The Adventures of Bobby Ray.
Ain't nobody going to think about that, man.
Yeah. It's B.O.B.
Unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I wouldn't.
He's from Atlanta.
Yeah. He wasn't on the list. No.
I didn't even think of him.
Mm-mm.
Right. But it's like last week.
Then he took out Waka Flocka. He got dreads.
And because you said it wasn't hip hop.
Yeah. Like, last week with Deja and them, I gave them a Lil Yachty album. I gave them.
Take out Yachty? But, oh, he got braids.
I gave them Lil Boat. And they was like. Malik randomly asked the question, was this artist popular on SoundCloud? I'm like, who would ask that? Like, that was the first time someone had ever asked that question.
Oh, that's a good one.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Right. And that was one of his first questions. And I'm like, wow.
That's why I asked, was it on streaming platforms? Because I'm like, okay, that takes out mixtapes clean and clear. Like, okay, that means this person has some type of, like, following or, like, they're if they're on platforms. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I always do an album. But yeah, see, you guys knew the album. It was easy.
Surely I did. Mostly. I didn't say anything.
And you're not an album person?
I mean, I said I listened to them, but I'm not an album person. Like, I cannot tell you how long the last time I listened to the album. Mm-hmm. But when that album came out, me and my roommate, Nakia, we was like, anytime it was in a car, that was playing.
That was it.
That's a really good album. From start to finish.
Okay. So, any final words to the people?
About what?
Whatever you feel.
Test your coke. Be safe.
Yeah, test your coke.
Shout out your Instas or anything like that. Do you want to do that? Promote yourself?
Sure. You can follow me at Kaylin X James. Kaylin X James. Yeah. And also, you can follow my new and upcoming brand, Shop Cult 96. It's pretty exciting, and I hope that you all can, you know, join in on the wave.
Awesome. Okay, so I am Shalia B. You can follow me on Instagram at Shalia B, S-H-A-L-I-Y-A-H-B. That's me. And what else do I have to say? I guess.
You don't got nothing to promote?
To promote? Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm getting shy.
Oh, that's how it always is when you want to talk about yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. Just following me is like
enough.
Experience.
Following me is an experience, so that's good enough. Like, you'll just see what I do and
guys,
support
that. I'm an actual fan of Shalia. I don't know why. I just think she's like
fan.
Yes.
So we're going back to that word.
Yeah.
But you're not the first, and that's okay. Like,
Oh, y'all need to humble yourselves in this room.
No. I'm being so for real. Like, I've had people just be like, I'm such a fan of yours. Like, I just love you so much.
Like, she's so cool.
And, like, I just had to.
I don't know why.
But I grew up that way. Like, just my cool. No cocky, nothing. Like, even my mom's friends used to be like, when I have a kid, I want her to be like Leah. Like, it just was like that. So, I'm used to people being like, your energy and you're just so cool and da 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 blah blah blah. But I don't take it to the head. I appreciate it always. It's all love every single day.
Okay.
That's my ending.
All right. If you made it to this part of the podcast, I want you to rate this thing 5 stars. If you're listening to it on Apple, if you're on YouTube, subscribe, thumbs up. Hit the notification bell so you can get notifications every time we go live. Also, we are available on all streaming platforms except SoundCloud because it is 2021. And thanks for rocking out with the Jones.com podcast.
Bye.